man show, my brother from over there in the 901, the man himself, the infamous J.C. Smith. He's back. What's good, brother?
It's been a minute. It's been a long time. I shouldn't have left you. What's going on, man?
Hey, whenever we beatboxing, bro, we beatboxing before we get the show going these days, man.
Man, what's going on, boss?
Man, look, we in ATL, Mother's Day weekend. It's looking good for the Atlanta Hawks. Who would have thought it, bro? I can't complain. The women are out. Sundresses are out today, bro. The malls are packed. I'm going to go see what's popping off tonight. Yeah. It's a great thing to fall for, bro.
Hey, man, we back outside, man. The whole world is back outside, man. It's a beautiful thing to see, man.
Yes, indeed, bro. You know, it's been a long time, but you know who we're going to start off first, bro, in Florida, right? Florida woman arrested for hitting ex with a hammer and barbecue sauce because he wouldn't eat it out.
All right, so you know when you do these Florida boss man report stories, you know I got to break them down, all right? So let's take it back. You said Florida woman, first off, got to start there, all right? Now what was going on with the barbecue sauce?
She hit her ex with a hammer and barbecue sauce because he wouldn't eat out.
Okay, so did she want him to put the barbecue sauce on her?
She just wanted him to get to work and start licking.
Damn. All right. Well, like I said, maybe old boy knew that she had something else going on down there. He didn't want to. He didn't want to partake.
He refused, not tonight, baby. Not tonight, baby.
Yeah.
And she got mad and got the hammer and the barbecue sauce and hit him with it.
That's crazy, bro. And that's a real story. That really happened.
Yes.
Oh, man.
It's Florida, man. You know where
it's at. Florida, yeah.
Oh, man.
That pretty much sums it up right there, man. That's crazy.
Now, this is near you and I both. Two Alabama Chick-fil-A workers indicted for diverting money from the customers to their own bank accounts.
Now, I did hear about this one. I heard about this story. That made national news for sure. That's why it's on the Boss Man Report right now. Man, and these Chick-fil-A workers?
Yes.
Damn. Hey, Chick-fil-A, hey, that's a knock on Chick-fil-A, man, because
they're lemonade, known for their what? Cookies.
Yeah, they know for their exemplary customer service. So a story like this, man, you know, that's a little chink in the armor now, man, for Chick-fil-A, you know?
Yeah.
But on the other hand, I could see why the two culprits thought they could get away with it.
Yes.
Being at Chick-fil-A, nobody would suspect or, you know, because that was McDonald's or Wendy's, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Like, oh, yeah, no doubt.
You know, yeah, but not two Chick-fil-A workers, man. They say how much they took?
They didn't say how much, though.
Okay. Yeah, man. They're going to do some time. They're going to definitely do some time behind that, man. But overall, still, shout out to Chick-fil-A. Best customer service in the world. And no matter how long that drive-through line is, they're going to get you in and out within 5 minutes. At least 5 minutes, man.
Yeah, but the problem is that they're coming out to your car with no mask on, though.
Really? Oh, the ones over here, they masked up, man.
They coming in Georgia, coming to the car with the no mask on. I said, baby girl, come on now. Like, for real?
Right.
I got on my N95. Why didn't you get on yours? You out here in the middle of the street. Come on. Yeah. That's happening here in Georgia. I would not name the one I went to, but it was happening in Georgia for sure.
That's what happened when you go to the Chick-fil-A in Decatur. in College Park, yeah.
East Point, where you at?
Yeah, man.
Well, we got this. Stay in Alabama, bro. Alabama woman arrested after attacking man she ghosted while out his new love interest with a bat outside of a Birmingham mall.
Ooh, that's a lot to unpack. That's a lot to unpack there. Okay, so who got ghosted? The man or the woman?
The man got ghosted. But the woman who ghosted him attacked him as new love interest with a bat outside the Birmingham Mall.
What part of the game is that? You didn't ghost the man.
Exactly.
You didn't go, so you didn't want no, you didn't want nothing to do with him. And you and your feelings, you
hurt yes.
He got him a new thing.
Yes.
Oh, come on, man. What part of the game is that, man?
It don't make no sense, do it.
At all, man. All right, I tell you, I bet you I know what it was. The new joint was prettier.
Yes.
Than old girl. Yeah. Yeah. That's what that was.
I'm like, hold on. You ghost to him.
Yeah. She looked better. The new joint. Yeah. She was
I'm like, that don't make no sense.
How dare you? So be here with somebody who look better than me. Yeah. Even though I ghosted you. Yeah.
She wanted him to be at home upset by himself while she's out living her best life.
Basically.
I'm like, come on, man. Look.
Basically, man.
Florida man cop arrested after using woman's credit card to buy condoms and lube at Walmart.
All right. So what you said is you did say Florida, right?
Yes, a cop from Florida, yes.
Dang, you said a cop?
Florida man cop arrested for using woman's credit card to buy Walmart condoms and lube. I'm not going to wear a great value rub or use great value lube. I'm sorry. Not happening.
And this is a patrolman, officer of the law.
Yes.
Using a stolen credit card.
To buy great value lube and condoms.
Okay. All right, if I can go behind that story, man, behind the scenes on that one. He was probably married. He was probably married, and he didn't want any receipts leading back to him. So that's why he was using the stolen credit card. Probably. I'm just speculating.
How about
on that,
go get
man.
A $20 bill out of ATM machine?
Yeah, that you know, sometimes we don't think, you know, when we doing our dirt, we don't think clearly, man. But yeah, man, and then the lube also. So he was, it was about to be some butt play going on, man. So.
Exactly. Okay, I ain't gonna trust no great value tires, no great value lube, no great value rubbers. Like, that's worse than Durex Lifestyles at that point.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I had to stop pulling from Durex also, man. Back in the day, yeah. It just ain't no business, man.
Hey, I'd rather go get mine from the health department at that point.
Right, basically, yeah. You might as well at that point, yeah.
Exactly. Now, wait a damn minute here. Influencer who accused Latino couple of trying to kidnap her kids gets charged with lying to the police. Finally, about time.
Okay, I think I heard about this one also. Now, where is this happening at?
Up in New York.
That's right. That's right. I heard about this joint, man. Yeah, so she was went into it knowing she was lying.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder what was her purpose, man.
Trying to start some mess, using her privilege. You know what that was about.
Yeah.
Let me just privilege.
Yeah. Yeah. But you say she was Latino, right?
Yes.
Hmm. Okay. Yeah, I would love to see what she looked like, man. And that would determine her privilege. You know what I'm saying? She looking like something. I might give her the benefit of the doubt, man. But if she looking like a sumo wrestler, man, or
yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
But see, go back to the bigger point here. How no, it's gonna be minorities together, right? But no, Latinos. Some of them tend to want to act like they're white. And Asians definitely try to act like they white. And so leave us out. All of them think they're better than we are.
You're right. You're right about that, man. You know, definitely. You know, at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? Nah, y'all right here with us. You know, come on back. Come on back to the minority table. But yeah, some of them do, you know, think they stuff don't stink and also think that they're passing for white. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, but at the end of the day, man, nah, y'all come on back over here. Come on back over here where we at. Yeah.
Exactly. And this story is on tear you up, JC. It's happened kind of near you, man. Mississippi man arrested for breaking in ex-girlfriend's home and hitting new dude with a steel chair while hitting her from behind.
Hey, that sounds like a damn WWE porno or something, man. Everybody hit him with the steel chair.
Yeah, or hit him from the back. Yeah,
man. All you need on that one is the announcer. What's the wrestler announcer? Jim Ross.
Jim Ross. Yeah. Oh God, he got destroyed. A slobber knocker in the bedroom.
Not the chair.
He was a king. Oh, he was in the pussy. Oh, JR's in the pussy.
That's wild, man. That sound like a scene out of a Redneck. WWE porno tape, man. That's crazy, bro.
Oh my God, that's the crazy.
That's wild.
Man, oh man. Florida pastor arrested after sexually assaulting patron during a water baptism. I pulled up her dress while in the baptismal pool. Try to get him some.
You know, all right. Now you wrong for this story because you and me both know what we're thinking on this. You know what my first thought was, right?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
I don't know if I should say his name. I don't know, man. I hope the brother's doing all right, man. I really do, man. I was thinking about that the other day, man. But that's what that story reminds me of, man, because he was a pastor and yeah, and had some similar things going on, man. But that's wild, man. So, of course, there were other people around, right?
It was a virtual service.
Okay.
She came in to get, you know, they do those baptisms on the first Sunday of the month, right?
Yeah.
And obviously, he must have some dreams.
Wow. That's crazy, man. Because, like, all right, when folks get baptized like that, they just got the gown on with nothing on underneath, right?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I got you.
So he went the easy access play.
Yeah, basically.
But, bro, you on camera for everybody to see on Facebook Live and stream y'all and YouTube. Bro, what you doing, bro?
Right. Wow. I wonder if it was black or white, man.
He was one of us, brother.
Damn. Okay.
And the woman, from what I could tell, she was kind of had some juice to it. She sounded thick, but even still.
Bro, that's wild, man.
Jackson, Mississippi, right down the road from you, brother.
Damn. Yep. 3 hours away.
Right down the road. See, it's getting close. It's getting close to you, JC. It's coming your way.
Too close to home, man.
Man.
For real.
Man, look at here, though, man. A man is misusing his dead mother's name to vote for Donald Trump blames too much propaganda. But this is my big point, JC. Crystal Mason in Texas got 5 years accidentally voting. She didn't know she can vote. She couldn't vote because of her sentence. But this brother, this white guy, uses dead mother's name to vote. He just gets himself on the wrist. She gets 5 years.
Yeah, this is America, man. Yeah. The hypocrisy of our democracy, man. You know, you hear about it time and time again, you know, with different things that happen throughout this country, man, the way, you know, that we get punished to the max, you know, for minor offenses, you know, and then our counterparts, you know, when they do the same thing, you know, they get a slap on the wrist, a fine, you know, and have a nice day, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man, the more things change, the more they stay the same, man. So that story doesn't surprise me at all, man. Like, that's just par for the course, man. That's the way, you know, it's been for years now, man.
And Georgia man attacks family with a samurai sword because the wife left him and got him her white boy.
Damn.
That's what the story says. I'm quoting the story.
Samurai sword I'm assuming it was an Asian dude, maybe?
Black dude.
But I could have been a black dude with black samurai dude. Sword. I don't know. Okay.
Black dude from Columbus, Georgia.
All right, Columbus, Georgia. But okay, all right. All right, so obviously he's a big Kung Fu fan, and damn. I mean, they say, you know, once you go black, but I guess once you go white, what?
He couldn't handle it, man. He was listening to my Dr. Umar Johnson videos. He couldn't take it. He couldn't take it.
Yeah, man. Yeah, like I said, man, what Sir Mix-a-Lot said back in the day? If you don't have game, then let her leave your world, man. Like, if your woman want to leave, man, let her go.
Exactly.
Go, man. You know, if you got game, you got pull, she gonna stay. You know what I'm saying? But if she wanna go, it's on her. Them girls like buses, man, every 15 minutes.
Exactly.
Next one coming. That's what Gucci Mane said.
Exactly. We got this, bro. Florida man dances in celebration after pawning stolen electronics. So he goes outside and dances and gets naked after he pawns some stolen stuff. Then they realize it was stolen and called the cops on him after he wouldn't have a parking lot party after he pawned stolen goods.
Why? All right. Why? We just talking about the story now. First thought in my head was, I don't know if you remember. You remember Colors, right? The movie.
I do.
All right. You know, Damon Wayans was in Colors.
Yes.
And there's a scene where he's like high or something, and he's in a pamper, and he's dancing in a department store.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? He broke in a department store playing loud music, and he's dancing in a pamper.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's the first thing I thought of, man, when you just mentioned that story, man. Like, hey, man, drugs are a terrible thing, man. Drugs are bad, kids. Don't do drugs, or you're going to end up dancing naked after you pawn some stolen stuff in the parking lot.
Oh, get this. Honolulu doctor fired. OBGYN doctor fired after getting caught pumping and stroking one of his patients doing a quote-unquote OB check. Now, I must say, before I respond, JC, you got to be a sick kind of brother to be OBGYN anyway. You got to be some kind of weird anyway. Especially be that kind of doctor. And so what about her made you want to pump this one, her pump you back? Because the nurse came in and heard her moaning and groaning. That's what got him busted and caught.
Oh, wow. So she was a willing participant.
24 weeks.
Damn.
Got a full bump and my man is with the strokey doke on her. And she could give it back to him. Them dudes got to be kind of awful weird, though.
Have you ever smashed a pregnant chick?
Oh, yeah. I ain't done it in about 8-9 years, but yeah.
Hey, listen. That pregnant loving, it's all right, man. That thing, you know, as long as once you're able to get over the bump, like, just don't even look at the baby bump. But as far as, you know,
I didn't even care. I was still pounding it the right way. I'm going to make sure I don't be too much pressure on you. But I'm going to do what I got to do.
But just that juice, that voice to build up, it hits different, man. With yes.
It's been about 8-9 years for me, bro. I've been on 8-9 years. I mean.
It hits a little different,
but,
man.
But, you know, B, do you see it all day long? What about this one got you going so hard?
Like I said, maybe he's had a thing for pregnant shit. Like I said, you know, it's something about it, man. Now, I'm not surprised that you don't hear more reports about misconduct or, you know, the OBGYN doctors, you know, fingering and doing, you know, inappropriate stuff. I'm surprised you don't hear about that more often. Like you said, that is a weird, you know, profession to, you know, to be a doctor in, man, because you're a man.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, as a man, I know you have to, you know, separate the two, you know, but I've always wondered that, man. Like, you're OBGYN, like, have you ever, you know what I'm saying?
Like, went too far.
Too far in your mind, yeah. You know? Yeah, that's wild when you think about it, man.
We got two more to go, bro. This is one from the past that we had covered back years ago, but it's back again, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Florida man arrested after sticking gas pump up his girl's ass at Exxon to try to spice things up between them.
Man, I could have sworn you done this story before, right?
Yeah, but it happened again. 6 years ago
it happened again?
Yes, 6 years ago it happened. Now it's happened again in Florida.
That's wild, what I'm
saying. It's a blast from the past. Like, it's happened again, JC.
Damn.
It's happened again. It's got reported again.
Hey, man.
This happened in the Florida panhandle, too.
In the panhandle? Not the panhandle, man.
The panhandle, bruh.
I thought they had a little bit more sense in the panhandle.
No, it's worse up there. It's worse.
Dang.
So remember, the panhandle is like South Alabama, South Georgia. That's what that is.
Yeah, you're right. Damn. I mean, I guess, you know, different strokes for different folks, man.
You pull up to a hop and you see a cat with a cheek bent over get the gas pump. What are you thinking, bro?
I wonder, was he using Supreme?
The diesel, 93?
Diesel?
Premium?
You know, octane, you know, like an 8 to 89 mid grade, or was he using regular? You know what I'm saying? Like, That's wild, man. That's wild, dog. Like, I'm a freaky dude, man. But I would never ever think putting pumping gas in my girl butt is a way of spicing things up, man. I don't know about that.
When she farts, it's gonna be like a nuclear weapon. Like, what are you thinking?
It's over with. It's over with. Like, wouldn't that mess up your insides? Like,
yes.
Yeah.
And then if you want to go down and engage in the goodies, it might leak down there. Yeah, you gonna dive an octane depth or something. Like,
that's crazy,
bruh.
That's crazy, dog.
Last story, bro, is this. Back to fast food workers getting attacked right here. Florida man arrested after throwing bowling balls at alligators through the Wendy's drive-thru because they got his order wrong.
All right, so he threw throwing bowling balls.
Two of them.
Uh-huh.
And two baby gators through the window at Wendy's, getting the order wrong.
So he had two baby gators in the car with him.
Yes, and two bowling balls, yes.
And two bowling balls, okay. Man, how the hell can you pick up a bowling ball to throw, first of all? You know what I'm saying? Like, it ain't that serious, man. And then what's up with the baby alligators, man? Like...
Like, did my man go bring these things up? They already have them in the car. Like, where'd you go find these to go do this?
Mm-hmm.
You ain't gonna pick up and just launch them. Like, really? Who does that?
Right. That's crazy, dog. I don't even know what to say about that one, man. That's wild, man. And this was in
Florida.
Alabama? Florida, okay.
Florida.
Yeah.
Palm Bay, Florida. Right. Palm Bay, Florida.
That sounds about right.
Down there, yeah, by, man. Melbourne and Daytona.
Okay.
Yeah, damn, on the Atlantic cool. Ocean over there, bro. Like, really?
Stupid, bro.
JC, you return, bro. What is your thoughts on today's report, man, that you heard?
Hey, man, we must at all costs shut Florida down, man. Is there any way to annex ourselves from Florida, you know, just break them off, let them do their own thing, man, just like, you know, they always want to put borders around Mexico. No. Put borders around Florida. That's where you need to border up. Close yes. up. It's the state of Florida.
Yeah.
Because we do not need none of the people going outside the state of Florida, man.
Exactly. Because you might be at Chick-fil-A in Memphis and like a bowling ball, you be sitting this here throwing through the draft.
Bro, keep y'all ass in Florida, man. Don't come out. Don't venture out across that state line, man. Keep y'all ass right there.
Folks, JC, man, thank you for your time. But we'll do this again real soon, my guy. This was fun to do this again with
yes,
you,
sir.
Bro.
It was appreciate fun. It, my guy. For sure, man. You know how we do it.
No doubt, bro. Hey, folks, that's my man, JC Smith. His show coming back this weekend. Check his that's show right. out. It's coming back. Tell me real quick, JC, where you go.
Yeah. Man, we're coming back. This Tuesday, the 11th at 7 p.m., the Essential AF Podcast Show, Season 2, bigger and better than ever, man. We're going to be live on location. You know, I'm going to have special guests. I'm going to get Boss Man on that joint pretty soon, man. We're going to wild out, you know what I'm saying? Man, just y'all make sure y'all check it out. We stream live on Facebook and YouTube. You can follow us on Instagram at @EssentialAF_. Podcast, Facebook, Essential AF Podcast, YouTube as well, man. Yeah, so go subscribe, all that good stuff, man. It's going down.
No doubt, folks. JC, we out of here, people.